It is September 28th, 2011. Bob Sprankle here, just reflecting on the announcement from Amazon. It's been the much-anticipated tablet that they were coming out with. Kind of surprising. It doesn't have, from what I'm seeing quickly, it doesn't seem to have a lot of features, but it is about $100 cheaper than what people were thinking it would be. So the Kindle Fire for $200, and then everything else got pushed down. There's these new Kindle Touch for $99. I think advertising's part of that, unless you pay a little bit more. And 3G for $149. Again, I think there's advertisement, unless you pay a little bit more. But then there's a $79 Kindle. Doesn't look like there's any way to put input text, so it would be reading without being able to take notes. But that $79 is looking pretty good, especially for the beach. If you're taking the book outside, I can't do that with the iPad. I could continue reading the books that I have on Kindle and I guess forfeit the note-taking aspect. But God, I think I'm still waiting till that gets down to about $50. My thought always has been that these should be cheaper than they are, because, you know, if Amazon sells these Kindles and you're buying books, you're committed to buying books from Amazon. So I could see this at a $50 entry device. But anyway, that's kind of amazing that, it's lower than it is, and things are hopefully going to keep getting cheaper and cheaper. I kind of remember, what was the first Kindle, like 300 something? I could be wrong. I'll have to look back on that. Anyway, just a little bit of light reflection about the changing landscape.